Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 58th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 42 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 27. And as one of them, now they leave, they departed thence. Verse number 26, they depart, laded their asses with the corn, the grain, and they departed thence, left Simeon behind. The other brothers went home. And as one of them opened up his sack to give his ass provender, that's grain, something to eat. Remember, they're hungry too, and you got to feed the animals. He gave his ass provender in the end. Remember, it's about a 2.5 week journey back. It's 260 miles one way. It's another 260 miles, 5 miles back. So they're staying in a hotel, so to speak, in the end. He espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. So the Bible doesn't say which brother it was, but he opened his bag to get some grain for his animal. And lo, the money that he had paid for the grain, it's in the bag. Verse number 28, and he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and lo, it's even in my sack. And their heart failed them. The word failed literally means they lost heart. And they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done to us? Now they're going to accuse us of stealing. Joseph not only gave them the corn, he gave them their money back, and they didn't even know it. He put their money back in the corn sack. They're going back. When this one brother found not just the corn, look at this corn, no, look at my money, their heart failed them. Oh, we're in trouble now. They're going to accuse us of stealing, and we didn't steal. But anyway, that's what they were thinking. But I find it interesting when they said, what is this that God has done unto us? They're already in Egypt, and they saw they got blood on their hands now with Joseph, and their thought, you know, he's gone. Man, God is really judging us now. Verse number 29, and they came unto Jacob, their father, unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell unto them, saying, and then they rehearsed the story. Well, let's read. We got a little bit of time. Let's read this story, okay? Here's what they said. This man who is the Lord of the land, this man, not knowing it's Joseph, not knowing it's their brother, this man, he spake to us roughly. I mean, he's a rough character. He took us for spies, and we said unto him, we are true men, we're honest guys. That's a laugh, but anyway, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, sons of one father, and one is not. And the youngest this day is with our father in the land of Canaan. Verse number 33. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brother here with me. That would be Simeon, and take food for the famine of your household and be gone, and bring your youngest brother unto me, that I should know that ye are no spies, but ye are true men, and I will deliver unto you your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. In other words, the word traffic means journey. You're free to go wherever you want to go, travel, journey. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in their sack. And when both they and their father saw their bundles of money, they were afraid. I guess so. They had no idea what the plan here. They just knew that they were going to be accused. And they weren't sure they could go back. What are you going to do about Simeon? He's in jail. You know, if we don't go back, that poor guy. Well, this is interesting. We'll get this here in a little bit. Poor guy. We're going to see they could care less about Simeon. Look in verse number 36. And Jacob their father said unto them, me have you bereaved of my children. Look what you guys done. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Literally what he's saying, why did you even tell him about Benjamin? Why did you even bring him up? Now, all of these, I've lost Joseph, I've lost Simeon, and now I'm going to lose Benjamin. And we're going to read it. And he said, literally what Jacob would have said over my dead body. You ain't taking Benjamin back to Egypt with you. Of course, we'll see a change here in chapter number 43. But that was his mind. You're not going to take him. And then verse number 37, I chuckled when I read this one. And Reuben, remember Reuben's the oldest, spake unto his father, saying, slay my two sons if I bring him not to thee. Now, get a picture of what Reuben is asking Jacob. I tell you what, I'll go get Benjamin and I'll bring him back. But if I don't bring him back, you kill your two grandkids. Boy, I bet that made Jacob feel real good, you know. Don't you love your grandkids? I have this written down in the back of my Bible. Something of this nature. God's gift to grandparents or grandkids or their grandkids for reward of not killing their kids. Does that make sense? I said it wrong, but you got the point. Okay. And so, man, I love my grandkids. Love my grandkids. Got 10 or 11 of them. I can't keep up with it now. I cannot imagine telling, hey, if I can't get Benjamin, you can kill your two grandkids. Well, I bet that made Jacob awful happy, you know. Yeah, okay, no. I wonder what, of course, I'm not sure the kids were in there, but I wonder if Reuben's kids ever found out what he told Dad. Well, I wonder how that made him feel, you know. Anyway, it's interesting. And Reuben spake unto his father, slay my two sons if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. Verse number 38. And he said, this is Jacob speaking, my son Benjamin, he's not going with you. For his brother is dead, thinking Joseph, and he's left alone. If mischief shall befall him by the way in which you go, then ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. So he refused, said no. Let Simeon rot for all I care. Literally what he was saying, you're not taking Benjamin. Well, that ain't in the story. Chapter number 43. Let me open this up to you from chapter number 43. As Paul Harvey would say, now for the rest of the story. Okay. Let me tell you how much they cared about Simeon. Okay. Look at verse number 1. And the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they'd eaten up the corn. They weren't worried about Simeon anymore. They had all their food, and man, they were enjoying it. And all of a sudden, the food that they had brought is gone. Hey, now we got to go back. It ain't like they turned around the next day to go get Simeon. Are you following? They hung around for a while till the food was gone. But what a loving family. Love their brothers. Love their kids. Man, you can kill my grandkids if you want. I'll get Benjamin. It's such a dysfunctional family. But yet God used them in his perfect plan and his perfect purpose. And I'm going to close by saying this. We look at people and we tend to judge folk. Well, me and you. And look at other people and say, well, if I was in their shoes, I would have done this or that or whatever. We have no idea what you would do. We have no idea how God's working in their life to make his purpose and his plan. Is that the way we would have done it? Probably not. And it wouldn't have turned out like it's turned out here. Are you following? God's plan and God's way is always perfect. Understand it? Absolutely not. But we just simply trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. For again, these truths of scriptures, like I mentioned earlier, these aren't just stories. Lord, that would just entertain us and that we read. Father, these are things that we apply to our life. Things that we see in other people's lives, how we can become better people, not bitter people. And Lord, just simply trust. And Lord, you're a sovereign God, a great God. And Lord, you do have a perfect plan for all of our lives. And we just pray, simply, your will be done. Again, bless our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Chapter 43 next week.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.